When people think of caviar, they often think of the black gold from Caspian Sea sturgeon. It's a Russian delicacy. But recently, chum caviar, or ikura, has been in the news because Russia is no longer importing salmon roe from the United States, a result of an ongoing dispute over Russia's involvement in the Ukraine. I didn't realize that Alaskan caviar was in play internationally until I spoke with Steve Reifenstuhl, general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, NSRA. I thought caviar was made from sturgeon.
It is made from sturgeon, but there's also other kinds of caviar. Sturgeon is probably the most famous, but in, you know, the last 20 years, roe from chum salmon and pink salmon has had a huge demand and has grown significantly, particularly in Eastern Europe, not so much in the United States, but of course it's been a delicacy in Japan for decades. But that demand has spread through the world as the world has come to know that product of ikura, chum caviar, and it's it's high in protein, high in fat. And it's a delicacy. I love it myself.
Ikura sounds Japanese, and many associate it with sushi restaurants. But ikura is a Russian word meaning roe. Chum caviar was brought to Japan in the second decade of the 20th century when Russian caviar makers trained the Japanese to make the delicacy. Now Japan is the number one consumer of Alaskan chum caviar. But caviar is also made from pink salmon roe. Pink caviar is more affordable than chum caviar.
Pink caviar is also considered a delicacy. It's just, you know, the best of the salmon is the chum. That's because it's a larger egg. And I think the pop that it occurs when you turn it in, you know, salt it and turn it into a caviar product. Pink salmon is a little smaller egg and for some reason not quite as desirable. So it doesn't have the price that chum salmon caviar does.
Pink caviar does not have the pop and the mouthfeel of chum caviar because, according to Seattle Seafoods, a processor of Alaskan pink salmon roe, the egg cell structure is weaker than the cell structure in chum salmon eggs. And while the Russians may have developed one way of processing both pink and chum ikura, Reifenstuhl says native Alaskans have been benefiting from the nutritional value of salmon roe for thousands of years.
There have been indigenous peoples here in Southeast who have been eating roe since they arrived here 10,000 or more years ago because it's incredibly rich in protein and fat, and so it's a natural food source and been a delicacy with the Tlingit peoples for years.
Sadly, I'm allergic to seafood products, but I brought some chum roe into Raven Radio for the staff meeting and conducted an informal taste test with Rachel Waltholz, Molly Kabler, Rob Woolsey, and Rich Parker. I had wanted to have pink ikura as well, but I could only find that in kilogram-sized frozen blocks, and that was more caviar than I thought the Raven Radio staff could consume, even in several meetings. So I opened the package of chum caviar, and they could get a look.
They're a lot bigger than I thought they'd be. They're big and squishy looking.
It's beautiful.
It looks like bait.
Then came the tasting. My four volunteers each took a spoon and...
Oh, that's very salty. It's like mushy sushi.
It's kind of funny. They do roll around in your mouth a little bit. They are very squishy.
That's okay. I wouldn't go out of my way.
It's kind of like fishy blueberries.
And what about that pop in the mouth that Steve Reifenstuhl so enjoys?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a pop feeling.
They pop and sort of release some liquid in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a cool burst of fishy goodness.
It is. It's a burst of fishy goo.
I don't think it's meant to be eaten straight up. You got to put this on a cracker or something.
Cracker and a little bit of cheese, and this would be awesome.
No one knows how long the Russian embargo may last, but maybe their loss is our gain. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.